Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Daf Yud. We are three lines from the top of the Amud. I'm going to discuss some shailas regarding Bedikas Chametz. Says the Gemara, Sibur Echad Shel Chametz. We have a pile of Chametz, Lefanov Beis Batim Bedukin. And in front of it are two homes which have already been checked for Chametz. Vasa Achbar, and a mouse came along, Vishakal. He grabbed a piece of Chametz and he entered one of those homes. Vilay Adinan, however, it is unknown. We don't know Ilahai Al, whether he entered this home, Ilahai Al, or he entered the other home. So do the homes need to be rechecked or not? Says the Gemara, Hainu Shnei Shvilin. This is like the case of the two paths in the upcoming Mishnah. This none. Shnei Shvilin, we have two pathways, Echad Tamei v'Echad Tor. One of them has Tuma. Rashi says there's a caver lying all across the width of this path. So whoever walks on that path, inevitably will be Tamei. V'Echad Tor, we have another path, which is Tor. But it is unknown which one is which. V'Holach b'Echad Mehem. Reuven went on one of these paths. He doesn't know which one. V'asa taharis, and he touched something, touched some food, and he wants to know whether he was tummy, whether this food is tummy. Uva chaver, then his friend Shimon came along, v'holach b'sheni, and took a walk on the second path. V'asa taharis, and likewise he touched something, he touched some food. So as Rashi explains, generally we know that when there's a suffix relating to tumah in rishus haram, such as in this case, Sveka Tor. This fellow is Tor. But here we have a paradox. We have a dilemma. We have two people. Each one walked on one of these two paths. And inevitably one of them is going to be Tame. Because there's Tuma present in one of these Shvilin. So what does that look? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends how they pose the question. Im nish'alu ze b'fnei atzmai v'ze b'fnei atzmai. If they came to ask independently, so Reuven came along and said, look, this is what happened. I walked here. He walked there. I'd like to know what my status is. Then Shimon comes along a bit later and he says, look, this is what happened. I'd like to know what my status is. So they have independent shailas. Tahirin. Then they're both tar. Because we could treat each one independently. When Reuven comes, we tell him he's tar. When Shimon approaches us, we tell him he's tar as well because it's a suffix tumma, b'shisaram. However, shnein vas'achas, they both came together and posed their question together, Tmein. Then they're both Tameh because we can't say you're both Tahar. It's impossible. So inevitably we have to say both are Tameh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, whether they came separately or together, Tmein, they're both Tameh. Why? If they came separately, why should they both be Tameh? Explains the Gemara, V'Amar Rava V'Tem Rabbi Yochanan. Rava said, some say it was Rabbi Yechon, who explained it like this. It's not a machlekes which applies to all cases. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about a specific case. Bevas achas divyakol tmein. They came simultaneously. All agree. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda agree. They're both tamei because, once again, we're issuing a psak halacha to both of them together. You can't say they're both tar when you know that one of the two interacted with the tumor. So that's simple. That's agreed upon by all. B'vasachas de botame. B'zeachazeh, conversely, if they came independently, one after the other, and they posed their questions independently, the Vakol Tor and all agree, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi, they both agree that Reuven and Shimon are both Tor, because it's a separate shaila posed by each individual independently, and Reuven, you say he's Tor, to Shimon, you say he's Tor. There's no connection between the two things. Loi nechalku. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi only applies to the following case. Ela bebar liyishol olav val chaver. Reuven comes along and says, look, this is what happened to me. I went on one path. Shimon went on the other path. I'd like to know what is the halacha pertaining to both of us. So he's asking on behalf of his friend as well. Rabbi Yossi medami levasachas. Rabbi Yossi compares this to the case where they both approach the Rav together, in which case, since it's a single query on account of both of them, and needs to be a single response to both of them, you cannot say they're both tar. Here as well, since he's asking for himself and also on behalf of his friend, you must respond once, one psak for both, and you can't say they're both tar, therefore you have to say they're both tamid. Rabbi Yehuda Madama Leila Zachazeh, really compares this to the case where they both come independently. As Rashi explains, the Chacham doesn't have to respond in kind, although he's posing the question on behalf of both of them. Look, this is what happened to us. We'd like to know our status. The Rav simply could respond by saying, you are Tohar. He doesn't have to make reference to Shimon. Now, Reuven will infer from there that just as I'm Tohar, Shimon as well is Tohar, but since the Rav doesn't have to express it verbally, that's okay. So, pertaining to the question regarding B'dias Chametz, where we know the mouse took the Chametz into one of these two homes, we just don't know which one of the homes, so it depends. If both homeowners approach us separately, independently, then Reuven doesn't have to do B'dias Chametz, and to Shimon as well, we say, you don't have to do B'dias Chametz, because it's a suffix only involving a then the Rabban of B'dias Chametz, we go Lekula. If, however, they both come together, so it's a joint combined shaila, then we can't say you're both okay because we know the chametz is present in one of those homes. Let's see Rashi and some. Holding on top of the Amid, in the middle of that first line, V'lo yad'inan hila ay'al v'il hay'al. So the mouse ran into one of those homes, we just don't know into which one. The question now is, do they both require B'dikas Chametz again? The Gemara says, Hainu Shnei Shvilin. This is like the case of the two paths. M'hodes Nangab Shnei Shvilin Matzin L'mifshat. We can conclude that the Halacha of B'dikas Chametz from the Halacha by the two Shvilin. So, Echa Tamei, one path had Tuma, Kever Mutu B'le Rachbe. There was a Kever lying across the width of that path, Umimales Kulei, filling the entire width, Ve'ein Oiver B'ish L'yal. It's impossible to pass through this path without hovering over the Tuma. So, Reuven went through one of the pathways, V'holach V'asa Taharis, Noga B'taharis, Achakach, and he touched something. Shimon came along and walked on the second Shvil. We know with certainty that he didn't walk on the same shvil as Reuven. Now, inevitably, one of them is Tami. So how do we approach this? Depends. Each one approached the Chacham, presented his own independent question, then he's Tar. V'ein bezden yochel l'tami. Bezden can't be matamim, because the Kaimelan, as we know, b'safek tumah, b'shasurah, m'sfeik atar. When there's a safek tumah involving a shasurah, we say it's tar, because the whole concept of safek tumah is learned from soita, which is only a mokim seser, a hidden place, but if it's an open, exposed ear, shasurah, any safek tumah is tar. So if each one comes independently, we say, you're tar. We say, you're tar. V'im bo v'as achas, however, if they approach us together, hoyil, since in that case, when they come together, we need to issue one psak. We need to say tmein or tahirim. We can't do that. We can't say they're both tar. Because certainly one of them is tamei. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a benkech or benkech tmein. And the Gemara explains like this. They come one after the other, independently. All agree, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda agree that both of them are Torah. Says Rashi, Aval pi, shekol echad oimer lefoneinu kach hayamas. Even though Reuben comes and says, look, I'll tell you the story as it was. Kach hayamas, shali v'shel chaver. He's telling us the whole story. I walked here, Shimon walked there, but aval eini nishal elal atzmi. But the question that I am posing is only pertaining to myself. Matei alai, what is my halacha? So in that case, all agree that we can tell him he's tar. The same thing when Shimon approaches us, he's tar as well. Olav al chaveru, however, if he's posing a combined question, matei al shneinu, what is the status of both of us? In that case, this is machlekes. Rabbi Yosi medamu lebasachas. Rabbi Yosi says it's like they both approached us together. in which case we can't say they're both tar. Even though physically they're both not here, it's only Reuven asking on behalf of himself and Shimon. Says Rav Yosi, even in that case, you have to issue one ruling for both. You can't do that. Therefore, Rav Yosi says, not only when they both approach us together, but even if Reuven approaches us with both of them in mind, since you have to issue one psak for both, you can't say Tehirim. Therefore, you have to say Tmein. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda, Madamalu Zechazeh. Let's compare this to the case where they're coming one after the other independently. Why? Says Rashi, Hoyle ve'inkan shoyle le'echad. Since there's only one person asking the question, Meshivan lo Tarata. So all we have to do is say Yo Tar. We can ignore his friend. Shari Suffolk Biyu, because it's a Suffolk whether he became Tummy there. Ume Atzmi Yavin. Now Reuven on his own will figure out, will conclude, Shav Chaveru Kamoyu. Just as he's Tar, his friend is also Tar. Avoka Shishnein Shoilim B'Tech Kedei Dibur. But if they're both coming together, posing the question within the Shir Tech Kedei Dibur, which is Shalom Lecha Rebbe, so close to each other, it's like a simultaneous Shaila. Tzorachat Elashal Shnein Keichot. You have to respond at once. So meaning you have to give one psak for both together. And that you can't do. You can't say they're both Tar. Says Rashi, we got the batim nami. Likewise, when it comes to the homes, when it comes to the chametz, it depends. Im bo lishol zel atzmai v'zevshnei atzmai. If Reuven comes separately and Shimon comes separately, amrin le'kol chad. So we respond to each one, and we say yata tzoroch livdak. You don't have to recheck. The kivin the b'dikas chametz rabbanon talin le'kula. Amrin is fake and mutter, because we're dealing with b'dikas chametz rabbanon. When there's an uncertainty, we say it's mutter. That's if they come separately. But if they come together, then shneim tzrichim b'dikah. They both have to recheck, because it's a contradiction in terms. If we tell them both, they don't have to recheck. The chametz is somewhere within the homes. So again, regarding our shaila, well, we had a pile of chametz. A mouse grabbed the chametz, ran into one of these two homes. We're not sure into which one. So it depends how they pose the question. If the homeowners approached us separately, then we respond to each one separately. We say, you don't have to do bedika again. We go, l'kula, asafik d'rabban l'kula. However, if they both approach us simultaneously, in which case we have to respond with a single psak for both, then we can't issue a contradictory halacha. We can't say they're both okay, because the chametz is somewhere there. And it's different than when they come independently, because we can treat each one separately. And as Tosfos Ben Peretz points out, that since it's only because chametz is rabbanon, so even in the case where, let's say, Reuven approaches us and says, look, this is what happened. I'd like to know the halacha of my home and of Shimon's home. So he's asking on behalf of himself and Shimon. Even in that case, it would be mutter. So this is different than the tumah where Rabbi Yisrael would hold in this case. It's also because in this case, we're dealing with rabbanon, because chametz, so even in this case, the halacha would be that no bedika is required. Continues the Gemara. Safek al, safek loyal. So we have a pile of chametz. We see the mouse grabbing a piece, but we don't know if he actually entered the home or not. So we have a double safek. Was the chametz brought into the home? Number one. Number two, perhaps he consumed the chametz. So it's a sfek sfek. What is the halacha? Do you have to go recheck the home? Hainu bika. This is like the case of the valley. Lots of fields next to each other. Uveplukta the Rablez Rabban. And this will be dependent on machlegis between Rablez and Rabban. Disnan hanichas lebika. B'maysak shomim. Person enters this valley during the rain season when access is restricted to the area there due to the freshly planted crops. So it's a din of Rosh Hashanah. And any tumma there is sveikoi tummy. So you have a suffix, whether you touch something there, your tummy. But tumma besod the plainness. And there's actually some tum present in one of the fields. Va'amar echad. And a fellow approaches us and he tells us like this. Halachti mokam alaz. You know, I walked into that area, to the bika. Ve'eini yedeya im nechnasti ba'isasada v'imlai nechnasti. However, I'm not sure whether I actually entered the field itself, that field that has tum. So the general area I entered, I'm not sure if I actually accessed that field itself. So it's a double suffix. Rav Lezer Matar, he says he's tar because, number one, did you even enter that field? Number two, even if you would have entered, did you approach the tumah? So there are two reasons, there are two factors in favor. And therefore he's tar. V'chachamim etamen, they say, oh, no, he's tamen. Shoy Rav Lezer Omer, because Rav Lezer used to say like this, suffix biatar. In a case such as this, where you don't know if you actually entered the area, you don't know if you even access entirely the domain of the tumah. So there are two factors here. Did I even enter the area? Number two, did I interact with the tumah? A sfek sfek is tar. Safek magat tumah tumah. However, if it's only one safek, I know I entered the area, but I don't know if I actually touched the tumah, then certainly all agree it's tumah. So when our blazer says sfek sfek, what do the chachamim hold? Apparently chachamim hold that we can't split the safek into two. There aren't two separate sfeikas here. It's really, really one and the same discussion. Did I interact with the tumah or not? Did I enter? Did I touch? It's all the same thing. Therefore, we don't really have two separate independent sfeikas. And even in the case where he doesn't know if he entered the field, safek bia, according to the Rabban, on his tummy. So how does it pertain to our question? Because here's what, we have two sfeikas. We don't know if the achbar entered the home with the chametz. That's number one. Number two, even if he would have entered, perhaps he consumed the chametz. So in this case, we have a sfek sfeika. Says Rashi, even according to the Rabbanan, don't agree to Rav Lezer by tumah, but over here they'll agree that we regard this as a sfek sfeika because it's b'dikas chametz, Rabbanan, and there's no need to recheck the home. Continues more with another case. Oh, we know that the mouse entered the home with the chametz. Upatak. He followed the mouse, and he did bedikah. He checked the home. But he didn't find, he didn't discover any chametz. Does he have to continue checking over and over? Plukta, the Ramei Rabban. This is machlekes, the Ramei Rabban. This non, hayu Ramei Omer. Kol tamei shebecheskas tuma. If something is presumed to be tuma, you have a pile of rubble, and you know there's some tuma embedded there. You check the pile, you didn't find the tuma. It still remains in its tumah status until you verify with certainty where the tumah is. You have to go check and recheck that pile until you find it. It's somewhere there. All you need to do is check it until you get to bedrock or to undisturbed earth, in which case you know the tumah is certainly not past that point. So once you did bedikah, even if you didn't actually find the tumah, you don't know where the kazayis of the mace is, you didn't find it, you're okay. We assume that perhaps a creature dragged it away. So likewise in our case, where he knows the chametz entered the home, which necessitates rechecking, he checks. He doesn't find anything. So in this case, Rashi points out, all would agree, even according to your mayor, you would not have to go recheck the home. Because we're dealing with B'dikas Chametz, Rabban, once he did the B'dika, let's assume that the Chametz disappeared somehow, a creature came and took it, the Achbar ate it, and you're okay. Continues the Gemara. Al Ubadak V'ashkach. Let's say you know the Achbar entered the home, brought the Chametz into the home, and your homeowner decided, okay, I'll do B'dika V'ashkach, and he found a piece of Chametz. Can he assume that this is the very piece that the Achbar brought into the home? Or does he have to continue checking throughout the entire home? Perhaps the piece of chametz that he found was not the actual piece that the Achbar brought into the home. This is a different piece of chametz. And the chametz that the Achbar brought in is found elsewhere. Do we say he has to keep on checking? Or the fact that he discovered some chametz tells us that perhaps this is the chametz, and he can suffice with that. Plukta, the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel. This depends on the machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Whether, when a person discovers something through Bedika, can he say, this is what I was looking for, or does he have to continue checking the entire property? This sanya soda shenevet bo kever. If we have a field in which a grave was misplaced, got lost. We don't know where the kever is in this field. Anybody who enters the saw this tamid, for concern that perhaps he interacted with the kever. Nimta ba kever, but however, if a kever was discovered in this field, from now on, whoever enters this field is tar. Because the rest of the field, other than the actual place of the kever, is presumed to be free of any kever. We assumed that the kever that was discovered was the kever that you were looking for. Shani Omer, kever she'avad, who kever she'nimtza. The kever that was found was the very kever that was lost. Divrei Rebbe. Avshim Gamliel Omer, no, tibadik kolasodekul. You have to keep on checking the entire field. Perhaps this is not the kever that you know about. Perhaps in addition to this kever, there's another kever. Likewise, in our case of Bdikas Chametz, you know the chametz was brought to the home through the achbar. He looked around, he found a piece of chametz. According to Rebbe, you can safely assume this is the chametz that the achbar transported into the home. You don't have to check further. According to Shingam Liel, not necessarily. Perhaps this piece of chametz is an addition to what the mouse brought into the home. Now the Tzlach points out that he has a kasha. Why is this different than the previous three cases where we just learned all agree, because chametz, the rabbanon, all agree you can be makel and don't require a rechecking. Even though we have those machlekes by tuma, etc., Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meira, when it comes to Dikas Chametz, all agree, you're okay. But when it comes to this case, going forward, Rashi does connect the two things. He says, well, the same machlag that applies there will apply by us. And we have to be machmer. For instance, going to Shingam Leel, have to check through our entire home. Why don't we say, Dikas Chametz, Rabbanon, let's go to Kul. Said that Tzlach, there's a big difference. Because in the previous cases, such as in the first case where you had the two homes, in which case you don't even know if the chametz entered the home. Same thing in the next case. We don't even know if the achmer entered, where you know there was chametz, but you did it. Set the slach over there. We don't even know if there was a problem, or even if there was chametz, in which case he ascertained it. Over there we say, we go to kula. As opposed to this fellow, where brought into the home, he found a piece of chametz, etc. In these cases, they are going to depend, machlekes, the brises, the mishnas, because required. So in this case, although he found some chametz, but he had home. It was the chametz brought. He niach tes, the nine loaves of bread together. Umatzal yud, he had another loaf. He say, well, are the original nine? This one was merely added. Or, this is not the original, new batch. He has to plukta. This depends on machlegs, and Abbas, in a similar case, where he left loaves of money tied together. He came back to find it originally. The sanya, niach. This fellow put down money, comes back, and he finds now the master sheni money. Sheni, and he comes back and finds 200 master sheni muravin zebezebi. 100 of this is the original master sheni. For some reason, somebody came along and added. So we assume that the no! Money disappeared. 200 is a new batch. 9 loaves of bread came back to find 10. According to Rebbe, that the original 9 is here. Rabbana, no. He has to go online because this 10 found indicates that it's a new battle line. What's a tesha? What if he left 10? This is one missing. Hainu runs to the end of that bracket. Matzamana. If he left Master Shani, comes back to only find out Munach, Munach, Mutal, Divi Rebbe. We assume things are intact. 100 is missing. Munach, Munach, and Munach is still here. Kalchulin. No, apparently somebody came in batch and put a new batch. He left. We'll assume new batch has to go ahead. The old batch. What about Umotze Bezavas Acheres? One corner comes back to find it. Should we assume that it's the same Plukta to the Sanya as we went to the Bryce? Shavuot of Bais. His axe. At home, looks around, can't find Bais Tome. The entire house are considered Tomer because that Adam, perhaps an Adam, speaking that, kind of as a Rosh, and then like I'm going to apply Tumatama Arts. Have to, because somebody entered the home. Look, somebody came and stole it. Axe. But with L. So Adam. We assume that Adam Tam, in which case, we're continuing the home. Aftar, why? We assume to steal Acher v'shachach. He forgets his friend. Oy shenotlem mitzav is Acheres. Or corner and place the axe in the other corner. Not that he did so. Who mentioned anything about corner? Chesur mechesur is meant to be learned as those as follows. If a person misplaced his home, house is tummy, shalmei nichas asham, but not concerned that perhaps entered, took the axe, tab everything tummy. That's another case. Oishi nichab is axe in one corner. Umas back and he found him in a different corner. House is tummy, shani oima, after be concerned that perhaps finotim is of a zoo, took finichab is of a zacher in the other corner. That are similar. We assume, we suspect, and was metame the chachamim. Rav Tor, no, I maintain the home. Shani Oimer, because I can sachar v'shachar. This fellow probably lent his kardim to his, forgot about that. Or regarding the second case, perhaps one v'nich b'zavaleisen in the other corner v'shachar. He didn't recall that he did so. Respect that the hadikas chametz. It's in one corner, found in the other corner. Perhaps you have to be chayshet to rent the home. Chametz. So since we, perhaps he actually brought chametz into the home, meaning the other corner isn't the original chametz. Perhaps that and the chametz that you found here that was introduced by the mouse. According to Shimon Gamliel, worry about that possibility. We can be toiler that the person located his chametz from one corner to the other, that he did so. Amar Rava, nichnas the kikar b'fif, home with a loaf of bread. Nichnas was the mouse. Fine, he fine. So we can't safely assume that bread that was crumbled out. He has to go ahead home. Shall achbar lefara custom of a things into crumbs. So he has to go be chayshish the crumbs that he discovered related to the mouse brought in. This is different chametz. He has to go further that the mouse brought in. Or tinek nichnas, entering with a achron, he follows the child who mots up the crumbs. He doesn't have to be concerned. Shal tinek lefara, tinek to crumble things into crumbs. And he can just, this is the very bread that he knows is home. Of course, we're speaking that they correspond to the volume of bread which he noticed being bayi rava for shayl. So he's with a kikar, and then he sees a home holding bread. Shall we say that bread that went in, that came out? The house now is free of chametz. Oh, we have to be concerned that bread that he's noticed leaving the bread and the original one came to him. If you're going to buy a lenient view. Well, it's the same loaf that went in, came out. Achbar lit. Achbar shivikikibufiv. Then he sees exiting. Well, what is Allah here? You know? Should we say a different piece of bread? It's a different Dilma armuye. You can say, house simply dropped it. Dropped it. So it's really the same. Salaimar achbar. Now, if you propose, it's not likely because home snatched from each other. We have to be machmer and assume that it's coming out with a difference still in the home. The following shayla. Ach, the kikar b'fiv. He noticed the chulda yoy b'fiv. A weasel. Her mouth. Ma, what does that look like? They always say, chulda bar shakalti, which is stronger than he. Certainly grabbed it. It's the same loaf that the achbar. There's nothing to worry about. Oy, dilma. It's actually a different loaf. Why? Shakalti. Because the chulda would have snatched it from the achbar. You know what you would have noticed? Pia, hava mishtaka. The actual mouse himself have been in the mouth of the loaf. Also, the achbar, the entire arrangement would have been. So since more than just the wraps, it's a different loaf. Into Tzalema. Now if you'll say, Fa'im isa the machmer shakal from the achbar. Ach, the actual mouth in the mouth of the chulda. And is bringing out a different loaf. If that's the case, achbar nichna, the kikar b'fiv, with some bread. But achbar, the pichul weasel coming out, only is she carrying a v'achbar. She has a loaf on one side of her mouth. Ma, what is that? So now she grabbed both of them. Should we say that certainly this who, the same loaf. That was ordered by the achbar. She has the whole arrangement. Oy dilma, perhaps. No. Im isa. If indeed this is the same loaf, kikar b'ch. Have a boy. You know where? None of the weasels in the mouth of the mouse with its. The fact that you found the from his. Well, this is a different loaf. Oy. You can say, mishum b'is. Hun hu. Mishakalte. Bechuda. The mouse. The loaf of bread, nafal, chulda grabbed both of them in the bread mouth of the mouse, but it's really bread. Teiku, we leave it unresolved. Rava presents kikar b'shmeikar. Notices a loaf on tzorach. Does he have to go fetch on the loaf? Oy, ain't tzorach required. That's enough. Mi amin eloy truchu rabbanim. To this extent, the chacham didn't himself to go bring a ladder. Keep it alone, nachas minafshi, since it's own. Therefore, he won't come to accidentally eat it. Just do bit of Oy Dilma perhaps. Asulim Echla. Perhaps not. By force of accidentally eat it. As soon as he sees it. So if you'll see the Nafal, Asulim Echla, it's down. In which case, or he has to get up there and remove the case. Kikar bebay, pit. So you have to go get a ladder. To be tzarach, perhaps not. Why? Hocha vavida, the salka menafsha, coming up on his own. So there's no concern. Therefore, oidilma, perhaps, lemev tzarach, perhaps, the pit to tend to his needs. At that point, loaf, he might accidentally eat it. Or he is chayiv to be mevired. Imtim tzal, the nachas tzarach, vassal's ability, he might go down. Accidentally, for he has to go remove that loaf. If that's the case, what about the following? If he's a nachash, mao, snake, who has a pika bepi nachash, does he have to go? Chumash actually says a chaver is a fellow who had to the snake let go. Is professional do that? Or ain't tzarech? Or is that, shall we say, begufe that was applied to chachim that has to be matriach? Shachur rabbanah, but when it comes to spend. Required to then place it especially here because not necessarily does really snake is going to consume the chametz home. So the question to extract a doom or a shna, perhaps even this the person's we leave it unresolved. Shilas of Rava, and we leave them all. Continues the mission. The boykin or yudal chametz the night of the fourth yudal shachris and in the morning beer, which is but afterwards anymore. According to Rav Yehuda, you have to do b'tikas chametz. We're going to discuss it in the Gemara. Why Badak agree? They say if you didn't the night preceding the 14th, okay, check. And if Badak be a dal, you didn't check then, he should check within the time of an hour before Chatzos. Say Chamoid, he didn't check at that point, he should go do Bdikas Cham. That point in time when the Cham. The Mashem is Shire. Let's say, he wants to leave some. So this Cham and a Chenu Bitsina, place it in a safe and secure Kadesh Lahi Tzorach Bdika, so that it wouldn't require another Bdik. Mouse grabbing some of that Cham and recheck his home. So to avoid my time, the Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Bdikas? Rab Rav, who knows Damer Tavayud? Yeah, chametz. Once at night, once during Kineged Bosa Shabbatur. He referencing chametz mentioned found in the chametz. Number two is Shivas Yom Teichem. Number three, Teichem. It's only the Rabbanon, right? Required a person to check. Farshim explained there's some animal property. So really make sure chametz here. Check once, which is appropriate. People are found in their homes. Check in the morning. Check again during the time of beer, which is going to be time appropriate for B'dikas Chametz. And we have a subparshan explained. It's not actually a point to Rabbanon. It's not a smach three. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yehuda says like this. B'shloisha prakim alolu. He no longer can do B'dikas. When the Chametz is already us. Alma apparently be machloikis. The question of what after Chatzos. Say yeah, but apparently you need to recheck three times. He simply has three opportunities. You can, but of course, it's required. Mine's version of the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shchat Mishloisha Prak Malolu. Whoever missed any one, he no longer does bedika. Apparently, pertains to the question of whether, but it's required. The way you write, Ella Badakamer. Rabbi Yehuda says check in the morning. It means if you miss the night, but of course only one bedikas is mikame isura in suraloi executed prior to chatzos. when the chametz becomes asur minat Torah. But le basar isur le, but not after chatzos, because gzeirah there's a concern dilma asur le mechal minay. When he's involved in bdikas chametz, he might actually find chametz and come to eat it. Therefore, don't engage in bdika, just do bittul and leave it alone. So the harm can be more than the gain. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do bdika. Rabbana Savri le Gazrinan, they're not concerned. The Gemara will get into a whole discussion about this, the Svara, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. They hold, even after Zmani Surai, you can still go ahead and do bdikas chametz if you had neglected to do so earlier. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We began with the case of two homes that were checked for chametz, and a mouse went running into one of those homes with some chametz. We just don't know into which one. The Gemara brought the case of the Shnei Shvilin. So we have two paths, one is Tami, one is Tar. Reuven went on one, Shimon on the other. What is halacha? So if they both came to ask their question independently, b'zeh chazeh, they're both Tar, because it's Safek Tumah b'shus Rabim. If they both presented their question together, then inevitably they're both Tami. In a case where Reuven asked about himself and also on behalf of his friend, Olav al Chaver, Machlik, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Torah, because the Chacham merely has to respond to him, doesn't have to relate to his friend. According to Rabbi Yossi, he has to respond on both. He has to speak about the halacha of both individuals, and he can't say they're both Torah. Therefore, they're both Tami. So regarding Tikas Chametz, likewise, if both homeowners came separately, then they're both okay. If they present their questions together, then we have to require a rechecking. And in a case where Reuven comes on behalf of himself and on behalf of his friend, and Farshim point out, in this case as well, it's okay. Even Rabbi Yisrael would agree that there's no bedika required because bedika is chametz rabbanon, and we go lekul in this case. We don't consider it to be a contradiction in terms. We just tell him, look, your house is okay, and he can infer from there that his friend's house is likewise okay. In the second case, we had a mouse who grabbed some chametz, and we're not sure if he even entered the home. The Gemara brought a machlokes in a case where a person entered a valley, but was unsure whether he entered the sada that had tumah. Reuven says he's tar because there's a double suffix there. Chacham says tummy. All agree that if it's a suffix, whether he actually touched the tumah, so he knows he was there, but in the field, but he doesn't know if he touched the tumah. All agree it's only one suffix in his tummy. And pertaining to us, says Rashi, we assume since b'dikas chametz rabbanan, we just look at it like a double suffix. One suffix is whether he entered the home, the other suffix is whether he consumed the chametz in the home. So it's a double suffix, and all agree in this case it's a sfek sfeika. You don't have to recheck the home. In a case where we know the achbar entered the home with the chametz, and the fellow followed the achbar, checked the home, didn't find any tumah. The Gemara applied this to a case where there was tumah in an area under a pile of stones, and he checked for the tumah, and he didn't find. Rameya says it remains bechazkas tumah. He has to go check and recheck until he finds it. According to Rabbana, as long as you check properly, did it once, you're okay, and you're tar. Rashi points out that all would agree when it comes to Bdikas Chametz, which is the Rabbanan. As soon as he checks his home once, he's okay. So even if he didn't find the Chametz, let's just assume the Chametz was carried away by a creature. So in the first three cases here, we go Lekula. Then we have another four cases. Let's say we know the Chametz entered the home, and this fellow checked the home, and he actually found a piece of chametz. Can he say, well, this is the chametz that the achbar brought? Or does he have to continue checking throughout the home? More compare this to a case where there was a sada that had a kever in it. And actually, they discovered a kever. Rebbe says, okay, let's assume this is the kever that was lost and the rest of the field is tar. Shun Lil says, no, you have to continue checking the entire field. We don't know necessarily this is the sada which you had in mind. Likewise, in our case, you know chametz was in the home, and he goes and he finds some chametz. According to Rebbe, that suffices. According to Shmuel Gamliel, he has to continue checking throughout the home. Perhaps this isn't the chametz that was introduced by the achbar. He has to check the entire home. In a case where he left 9 loaves, comes back to find 10. The Gemara compared it to the case of the Maas Maaseh Sheni, where he left 100, comes back to find 200. Rebbe says, well, the original 100 is still here. We have chulin and maaser mixed together. Chacham say no, since it's a different amount than what he left, we have to suspect perhaps the original money is gone, this is a new batch. Likewise, in our case, he left 9, finds 10, according to Chachamim, you can't be sure this is the original 9 in this 10. Rather, he has to go look throughout his house to see, perhaps, he can find the other 9. If he left 10, he comes back to find 9. Likewise, you have the same Achlekes, Maisa Sheni, when he left 200, found 100, according to Rebbe, we assume the 100 that he found is the original Maisa Sheni. Chachamim say, no, it's a different amount, let's assume it's a different status. It's Chulin. Likewise, in our case, he left 10, found 9, we have to suspect that perhaps this isn't the original 10, he has to go look for the original 10 elsewhere. If he places chametz in one corner, comes back to find a different corner, it is a machlekes. Machlekes between Shem Gamliel and Rabbanon pertain to a case where he left his tool, bezavas achas, and comes back and finds in a different corner. How did the kardom suddenly relocate? Apparently, there was unauthorized entry into this home. And we're concerned perhaps it was a tummy who touched everything and the whole house is tummy. We say, no, it's tar because, let's just assume, it was the fellow himself, the homeowner, who relocated his tool and forgot about it. Therefore, in our case, where he left the chametz in one corner, finds it in another corner, according to the chachamim, we can't be sure it's the same chametz. Perhaps a mouse came into the scene and he moved around the chametz, and perhaps this isn't even the original chametz. Perhaps this is a new chametz that was brought in by the achbar. And you have to go find the original chametz elsewhere in the home. We say no. Perhaps the homeowner himself picked up the chametz, absentmindedly put it in a different location, and we can safely assume that this is the chametz which was present in the home, and need not check any further. Rabbi told us, if a person follows a child into the home and finds crumbs, he can safely assume this was the chametz that the child brought into the home. Whereas when it comes to an achbar, you can't say that because it is not the derech of an achbar to crumble into crumbs, and therefore you have to go look for the loaf of bread that you notice the achbar bring into your home. Rabbi presented another 4 situations involving creatures. So you see the achbar going into the home, and then you see the achbar coming out of the home. Can we assume it's the same loaf of bread? In a case where we see a black one coming out with a loaf of bread, can we assume it's the same bread that was brought into the home by the white one? In a case where you see a weasel coming out holding a loaf of bread, can we assume he snatched it from the mouse? And finally, in a case where you see the weasel holding onto an achbar and a kikar in his mouth, but the kikar is not in the mouth of the achbar, do we have to suspect perhaps this is not the same kikar that was originally in the achbar's mouth, and therefore he has to go look through his home to find the original loaf of bread? Rabbi concluded another 3 questions regarding bdikas chametz. If a person notices a kikar sitting up on the beam, does he have to go bring it down? If he sees it down in the pit, does he have to go bring it up? And if he finds it in the mouth of a snake, does he have to go extract it? We concluded with a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanan. The Gemara tells us all agree you only need to do 1 bdikas chametz. However, the question is, if he missed his opportunities, can he do bdikas chametz after chatzos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he may not, because it's a gzera that he might actually eat the chametz that he finds. Therefore, just do bittel, and that's it. According to Rabbanon, he still will do bdikas chametz even after chatzos. We're not concerned that he inadvertently might eat that chametz.